Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I had to go ahead and put the pin on for you, okay? Yeah. Let me turn that off for you. because I'm in there, but it's just got the music.
And it's still playing the music?
Yeah, can you hear the music?
Yeah, no, I came out. Let me,
okay, is anybody else on? Hello?
No, not yet. Mm-mm.
Let's tell them to go back on. It might have cut them off that first time, too. Let me tell Tim to go back in. But can you hear me in the inside of the meeting?
Oh, not yet. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That may be why. Are we on mute?
Yeah, well, I'm on. You're on my phone line.
Okay. No, I'm talking about I'm on my other phone, and I don't hear the music anymore.
You don't hear it?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay, but okay. I can't hear anybody else.
Okay, hold on. Let me go into the studio. There you go. I hear the people. There you go.
Yeah, but I don't hear you. I can't hear them. Hello? Okay. Oh, Lord, the music came back on. Okay, Sean.
Yes.
Okay, Timothy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I don't know if Timothy on. Is Timothy on? Who else is on? Can you see who else is on?
Yeah, I can see nobody else is there, just you and
Shonda. Okay, hold on. Let me try to call Tim again. Hold on.
But the music is going, right?
Yeah, the music is going. Just
no,
hold
the
on,
music
girl.
Is off. The music is off.
Okay,
now.
Let me get Tim again. It might have, because the first one cut us off.
This is.
Go back in. The first one cut you off, didn't it?
I'm just sending it to everybody, so.
Oh, you just sending it to everybody. Okay, we're on. Me and Sean is on. My friend Serena, she's on, the one that gave us the loan. So we're waiting because then she can see to push everybody, I guess, off mute where we can hear you. Okay, did you go in?
I'm going
in. Okay, go in so I can make sure I hear you.
Okay.
What happened?
I put it on.
Yeah, I'm here with you. Yep, I'm
okay,
with you.
She in. Okay, this is Serena, my friend. I tell you, God is good. Divine connection.
Serena, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really, really do. And thank you too, Lance.
Serena. She may have
walked away. Thank you too, Lane.
Okay, you're welcome.
Hi. Hi, she her day today. Girl, I don't know what happened to Sabrina. The phone line, the thing is up, but she had not. Oh, child, honey, my God. Thank you for this ram in the bush.
Amen. Serena. She cannot hear.
Okay, there I am. Sorry, my line had dropped. I'm good. I'm with you.
Okay. Can you see anybody else
on
that need to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, nobody else is on yet. Mm-mm.
Okay, you say you was going to bring them on. Okay, let me call on my other line.
You're going to be quiet, Lollipop. You're going to have to be quiet.
Tim. Okay. The number is 515-605-6000.
9730. We're on.
972.
Yeah, 9730. Oh, you gave her the wrong number. Okay.
Got it, Bellcat?
Hmm? You, Marquis Tottenham, all them got it? Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. It's okay, but we understand. Okay, the number is 515-605-9730. Mhm. And again, make sure Karen them get on. Tell them they had it. He sent the wrong number.
Oh, I'm trying to get in on the line.
You got the number? The number is, Tim made a mistake and put the wrong number. It is 515-605-9730. Again, 515-605-9730. So text it to Kusi and the rest of the folks, because I think Tim put the wrong number in. You got it? Kevin. Yeah, he hung up. Serena can see who's on. Serena, you see who's on?
Yeah, no one else is on yet. Mm-mm.
I don't know what's going on. Why they... Because Kevin said he was trying to get on. I was trying to give him the number. Okay, now see, he called in the back. I know he didn't hear me. Kevin, did you get the number?
I'm on the line now. It ain't on.
Yes, it is. We're on here. It is 515-605-9730. We're on. No,
yo.
We had to change number. We changed. That's what I just gave you. Hey, hello, who is it?
Yo,
yeah, what is it? What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up, Auntie? What's going on? Auntie?
Hey, send the number to
Karen. Hey, baby.
That's Auntie Shano. Send the number to Karen, 515.
He's on sound calling me now.
Okay. They got it. No, you don't need to ask that code. Just come straight on. Okay, the number is 515, Calvin. That's what I'm trying to trade and send it to the, everybody else, okay?
Yeah, I'll send the sound now.
Okay, 515-605-9730. Okay, send it to Kusi and everybody else. Creighton already on. Creighton, you send it to your mama?
I don't finish it until now.
Okay, send it to your mama. Send it to Angie and whoever else. Uncle Tim had it wrong, I think. Mm-hmm. We're going to start off with prayer once everybody get on.
How you doing today, Auntie? Okay?
Yeah, I know. But it's going to be all right, baby.
Well, okay, right now?
He at the hospital. He's still there.
Okay. I'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to be in Bureau tomorrow?
Yes.
I'm not there. I came back to Atlanta. I'm going to go back one day next week. I got to wait. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. Sam on yet?
No, I signed the number.
Okay. I ain't even talked to Shay. I don't even know if she got it. I ain't talked. Sean, you talked to Shay? Sean. Shonda. What happened with
you
Shonda?
On here, Auntie?
No. Serena, you still on?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
I had you on mute.
Okay, who else is on?
Marcy,
me is on.
Okay, Timothy, you're on, Tim.
Yes.
Marcy,
hey,
good morning.
Good morning,
Marcy. Okay.
Hey,
I'm going to say the wrong number.
No, we had to switch numbers. My friend Serena, we switched and came over to her. We just had some technical difficulties with the other one.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Caught on?
I don't know yet. Serena, that's my oldest sister, Marcelina. My brother, Timothy. My nephew. I don't know if my son's there or aunt. Serena, that's
hello,
my friend.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, family. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's our
doing
extended family. Okay, once everybody get on, we're just going to go into a little prayer.
It looks like you may have everybody on. There's 9 different people on. I don't know if you were waiting for more.
I don't know. How many more are supposed to be on, Tim?
Do you want me to check? Who's 770-990?
770.
But if it's
that's
the number
Atlanta
that's
number.
Me, you're going to have to resend it to somebody.
Okay. 704-390.
That's LaBasso.
Oh, that's Shay. What's
yes,
up?
Yes, you're here.
Uh-huh. 480-742.
Oh, that's me. That's Creighton.
That's Samuel.
Okay.
Ooh, Creighton and Sam.
770-373.
Okay,
that's
Marcy.
Shay. That's my daughter.
813-310.
That's my grandson, Samuel.
Oh, yeah, that's
Sam.
646-337.
That's my brother, Timothy. Should be.
772-940.
That's me.
209-412.
That's my mama right there.
Hello,
mama.
408-568.
Who? Say the other one. 408-568. 408. I don't know who that one is. Is that Mark?
408-568-1072.
That's us.
Oh, that's
Mark.
Okay.
That's my brother and his fiance.
Hello, brother and fiance. And 470-448.
Yo.
That's my son, Thomas.
And inclusive is me.
Hey, Tommy.
Who that is? Oh, that's Kevin. Kevin.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Kevin.
I'll be trying to remember them numbers, y'all. Okay, Shonda, is she on, Sean?
I'm on.
Okay, hers is 720, I think.
Can you hear
okay,
me?
That sound like the, that
can
almost
hear me?
Sound
I'm
like
on.
And then
can
my
you hear
niece?
Me?
Who?
Can you hear me?
Who's this? Yeah, I hear you, Shonda.
Okay.
All right. All right, you all y'all ready? Cause we done put long. Okay. Well, we just join in prayer. First of all, God, we thank you and we praise you and we bless your name in spite of God. We just give you glory for this day because this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we just ask you just move swiftly that we will come to an agreement with things. God, for our brother, we pray for him even this morning. We pray for his strength even this morning. And we'll so ever give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Shonda.
Amen. I want to say a prayer for you guys really quickly. Father God, we thank you for allowing this line to open up for this family. Father God, I know that not am I just impressed, but you are impressed through your spirit. That it's not every day that a family to come together at just the last moment to make a decision, to come together, to not just honor you, but to honor each other. So, Father God, we ask that you just not just honor everyone on the line today, but enlighten them with your grace, with peace, and with strength and also reminding us of what we can do together for those things that we know we cannot do alone. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys.
Amen.
Okay. Let me know if you need me. I'll leave you guys to your family business and what you have to discuss privately. You can text me if you need me, okay? All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Who's going to start?
Start up. John, you start and tell the family everything that's going on so everybody's aware.
Can y'all...
Okay.
Okay. Can everybody hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Thank you all for coming on. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but God had a ram in the bush, and we thank God for that. We talked to Coop this morning, and he was in good spirits. He was singing. He was preaching. He was laughing. Lane and I, we were on the phone with him. And so where we're at now, they're getting ready to transition him to the rehab. I don't know if it's today because I hadn't got a phone call about that. Lane hadn't got a phone call. We were just going by what the family was saying. But if I'm not mistaken, Lane, when we talked to the nurse last night, she said they were thinking about transitioning him, but she didn't know.
Mm-hmm. She said
because I hadn't got a call. Lane hadn't got a call from the doctor yet. So, but where we're at with Coop is very, very ill. And they want to amputate his feet. When I was there on the other day, when I was there on the other day, Coop was adamant about not getting his feet amputated. He was adamant about that. He didn't want to do any more surgeries. He didn't want to do any more MRIs. But what the doctors are saying, he's on 3 different antibiotics for the infection. And the antibiotics that he's on, they can only slow down the infection because now the infection has gotten in the marrow of the bone and is traveling up his body. So they hadn't told us that he was in organ failure yet, but we know that Coop has congestive heart failure, and that plays a big factor also in the amputation. He's also having kidneys. They want to offer dialysis. And these are the steps that they told us on the other day, his team of doctors. When he transitions from the hospital, he'll go to rehab. And after rehab, about 2 or 3 days, they're going to present with the choice if he wants dialysis or not. If he declines dialysis, the next step will be comfort of care and hospitals will come in. And he did sign a DNR, do not resuscitate. Give me a minute.
You okay, Sean?
Give me a minute. He did sign a DNR, do not resuscitate, multiple times. Are you sure that this is what you want to do? Do you know what this is? He said yes. He gave us a thumb up. And we asked him over and over until he got kind of aggravated, and he did sign a DNR. And that's kind of where we are. Lane, kind of go ahead right now. Go ahead.
Okay. And with the antibiotics, what they were saying is, you know, that's not a – which we kind of talked to Timothy about it. It's not a permanent fix because you know that the body can't take antibiotics for so long, and it's hard on the kidneys, and with them taking him to rehab right now, you know, it seems as though everything is okay, but once he get into rehab, he's not going to have a lot of the medicines that he's doing now, so pain may get even more severe for him. I think we should get ready for the shift. I'm believing God, you know, like everybody else, but we got to come to the reality. If Coop don't want that leg off, then it's the, what's the word you use? Y'all, I know my tongue gets a little tight, the inedible. It's going to happen eventually. Then that's when you're going to begin to see the organ shutting down because of the infection. And I don't know what else to say, and we just got to come to that decision. So that's the part about what's going on in his body to the best of our ability and what they told, you know, us. And he did tell, again, we videoed it because we wanted everybody to know we did not coerce Coop. My desire is for him to get his leg cut off to, you know, handle the infection, but it's everything is up to Coop. And these are the decisions that he is making. And because he's making these decisions, we got to make the decisions that we're making today because of what's going on with him. But, yeah, he is in good spirit. He's happy. He's at peace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now we can go to the funeral part of it. Sean can tell you that part because she did talk to me. I'll give it back to her because I can't really get into it too much either. I'm trying to keep my mental perception of everything all right, too, because y'all know we all love Coop. Yeah, super Coop.
Yeah.
But this is the decision that he's made. And so we have to do what we're doing right now. We don't want nothing to come up on us financially because I know I don't have. You know, I'm going to do what I can with me working. I will peek in, but things like this got to be done. That's my take on that part about what's going on with this body.
Okay.
All right. Big sister, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Basically, you know, sis, you have anything? And I just want to go down the pecking order because you know you're the oldest. We understand that he has made his decision. We're not going to. And if anybody, you know, disagrees, please chime in. But at this point, Coop has made his decision what he wants to do. So if he's not going to do that, we all just need to be prepared for the next decision. And I know we are. It's hard. It's difficult. You know, we love him. But if he's at peace of where he is, we're not going to overrule his decision. Unless someone disagrees with me, let me know. But at this point, I'm not in a position to overrule our brother's decision on what he wants to do. So with that being said, you know, we just need to, you know, prepare ourselves. And Lena, Sean, y'all don't have to worry because our brother will be taken care of. So all we need to know
will.
I just hate that
he's making that decision. I don't understand all that.
But
well,
you know what?
I'm sorry, Kim. I just think that we are kind of a bad bit premature. Because, you know, we don't know what God has in store or how things are going to go. I mean, sometimes we are adamant about something and you just don't know. Sean said he's praying. That means that he's in communication with God. So I just think that just us knowing the situation the way it is, right, we keep it in prayer, keep him in prayer. And like Timothy said, y'all ain't going to have to worry about nothing. You know, when that time comes, if it comes, you know, I think that's when we should meet again and talk. But I think this was good that everybody can get on the same footing and know what Robert's desires are. But we don't know. We really don't know. I can say from my eyes, I was adamant about not doing chemo for this cancer. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do chemo, none of it. But once mm-hmm. we got involved in it, I just said, okay, well, let's just do, everything at the end of the day is in God's hands. So mm-hmm. I just leave it all up to God. So mm-hmm. I really feel like we just keep them up in prayer, and when the time comes, we all are aware, and nobody's going to be surprised. That's my take on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's perfect. Marquis, you there? Marquis.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay. All right. So I agree with, a big sis. That's exactly where we are. Let this work its way out. We all prepared. We all know what's going on, which is the most important thing. And as it evolves and takes its course, we're all prepared. So I don't. That's the bottom line. And we just thank God that we are all in a position. We're rich, my brother loved him to death. He wasn't so hard headed, but that's just the way he is. Don't go about anything other than that. But that's what he is. As long as he's at peace with his decisions, then, we'll stand by, we'll pray, and we'll be prepared for whatever the result is.
Amen, amen. I'm in agreement with my big sister, of course, because everybody by now know how I feel about it. I don't think we should be talking about anything but faith, and not to be talking about a funeral, because, again, God knows more than what we know. And it's already understood that whenever all of our time goes, that it's going to be where everything will be decent and in order. And so I really don't believe that anybody should be trying to say anything different from what Cooper is saying, because he knows what he wants. Because if it's a situation that causes this thing to go where somebody convinces him to get something did other than what he wants, then that means that whoever it is that he listens to, then he'll have to be taken care of, yet still after that point. And so
what does that mean?
What do you mean?
And whoever it is he's listening to.
Whoever it is, because, again, somebody may feel as though that the doctors should do whatever. But then if Cooper is persuaded and he says, well, you know what, I changed my mind, I'm going to take and let them do that, then who is going to be there to take care of him? And that is something that needs to be talked about even before an arrangement, as what had been said earlier. And so, again, I think that he knows what he wants, and whatever it is that he wants, it should be honored. And then we just go from there. And so living a life without all of a person's body parts, that in itself, it can cause a person to go into maybe another state of mind than what they were in before it happened. And so, again, I just don't think anybody should be trying to coerce them into doing anything other than what he wants to do, unless whoever he's listening to would be willing to take care of him. That's what that means.
Well, let me say this. Coop is a strong-minded person, even in this. I've never known Coop to listen to anybody. He's always had a strong mind. But this situation here about the funeral arrangements, Coop can live another 20 years, but we want to be prepared. This is just something that we're preparing for, not saying anything else, because we have to prepare. We're praying for the best. We're hoping God will work a miracle. But there has to be a preparation period. The Bible said in all things, in the natural things is first, then the spiritual.
First Corinthians 15 and 16. So, these arrangements, we're just being proactive. That's it. We don't want, if he happens to pass away right then, the funeral home picking up his body. We know step by step what to do. We're just being proactive here. That's all. So I think it's important to talk about these things now, because we don't want, when this happens, we don't want a ton of bricks to fall on us and we're scrambling and we're wanting to do this and to do that. That's all this is.
Yeah,
well,
as it has already been said.
The doctor did let us know that if Coop lived, that he would never be able to take care of himself. He would have to have an aide or in a nursing home.
Okay, Sean, this is Marquise.
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so as far as the arrangement for a funeral or anything like that, I've already taken care of my grandmother and my mother's arrangements before, and I'm more than capable of handling any arrangements that he needs, whether he lives or dies. That problem has already been solved.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Mark. Well, see, that's what we were saying. I think we're on the same page. We also thought about his care if he decides. Nobody has coerced him in or talked him into getting his legs cut. We were just asking him to be sure this is what he wanted. So now we're sure with that. So if by chance, as what you're saying, and I'm in agreement, I think we're all in agreement, we wanted to know who would be the one to care for him. And so since Mark is saying that, okay, we already handled that, we didn't know that. So this is why this meeting is about.
When I say I handle, okay, now understand, when I say handle it, I'm the financial arm, okay? Whether or not he decides he wants to go live next to Timmy, whether he wants to go live next to Florida, wherever he wants to go, if he needs... Our company that we work for the BOD, you know this. So that we have more than enough company provided assistance that will be able to pay for aftercare. But things that you need to consider, if that man needs to go to the bathroom and he's in a wheelchair, Timmy, how much does Cook weigh?
I don't know now.
He's
about 360 pounds now.
About 300 pounds, man. But you know,
about 300 pounds.
You know,
Elaine, can you lift 300 pounds? Because I can't.
No, I was not gonna, baby,
and
baby,
I cannot either.
I wasn't gonna do that one.
Okay, well that's what you have to consider.
Right.
That's what you have to consider. Okay, that's what we're talking about. If he decides,
that's what I'm talking about, too. Yeah, baby, we saying the same thing. So that's good to know. That was my concern. And I think, honestly, because I know Coop enough, I think that was one of his overall, and still not telling him what to do, but I also know that that was a concern of the family. I know, you know, I can't do what I used to do. A long time ago, I could throw that three. I can't do it now. 62.
Well, I ain't going to never tell. I can throw 305.
Oh,
I'm staying away from you.
I used to do more than that I think what Sean was talking about
was being acclimated in the aspect of having everything in the plate, possibly with the funeral home, if it came down to that, and knowing what everything was going to be on a financial standpoint.
Yeah.
I think that's what he was meaning.
Well,
because at the end of the day, I had told him. But at the end of the day, I had told if he needed somewhere to go, like, you know, he wouldn't be out in the street. I told him that the other day, because I think more so he's given up, too, because he really doesn't feel like he ain't got nowhere to go. But, you know, I understand that, too, but, you know, because I work hand-on-hand with people now back in the field, working hand-on-hand with people that don't have legs and stuff like that, and they do go into a deep depression. But if he's not willing to do it with the heart failure and everything like that, you know, with him going under, that would be strenuous on the heart. His body might not even be able to.
Yes.
So it's really just really in the Lord's hands at this point. Also, but, you know, if he rejects the dialysis, then it could be anywhere from a couple of days to a few weeks, you know, that's just the truth, if he really needs the dialysis.
Yes, and see, the thing about it, my family, my siblings, we already know that once he go to rehab, this rehab is going to change a whole lot of things. See, in the hospital, they give you things to sustain you once they find out what's going on with you. Once they find out what's going on with you, now they're ready to go to the next stage of care, the care you need if you – hold on, what in the world is that? The care
that's
you need.
That's the protocol if they can't do anything else.
Yeah,
you.
So now this stage that he's going to is going to tell the story for everything. And what the only thing they're giving them, you guys, that antibiotics is the mere minimum. Once that runs out, which they're trying to give him like 2 months. Once that runs out, then the next protocol is okay, hospice, because we don't know how long it could happen. He can transition in rehab. The only reason why they're sending him to rehab is because of the stroke. And that's kind of confusing to me because I have a friend that worked in the medical field. He began to tell me that's just basically a protocol, because when he go to rehab, things can escalate in rehab. So that's why we was trying to get a gist of everything. So now I got an understanding, because, you know, that was my concern about what we're going to do. I already know Coop is adamant about not getting that leg cut off. So a lot of stuff is going to happen in rehab. So you all don't be surprised what happened in rehab. God could change it. But if you go in that room, Coop's feet is dead. Everything is black. One of them feet is dead. Mm. There is nothing going on. It's dead. He cannot move his toes. He can't do nothing. He can lift. He has enough upper muscle strength to lift his leg, but he can't move his toes. All that stuff is black. I know Ty said he's been in there.
Might I add, because I am doing this every day. The standard of care has changed.
Is he in pain?
Standard of care has changed.
Yes, he's in pain. But you don't know, because Coop is just smiling. And, I mean, it's amazing what's going on with him, because he was in pain last night. But he didn't say nothing. We had to tell him to tell the people that he was in pain. And they're not giving him any more morphine because of his kidneys. Morphine is hard on the kidneys. So they're giving him Tylenol, where it'll more work on, which is bad with the liver. So either way, you know, it's just a lot of stuff going on with Coop. And they're trying to prolong as much as they can. But after a while, those things that they're using, it's not going to be, you know, any good.
Good afternoon. This is Ashley. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Hey, yes, I'm here. I'm well, thanks. I just kind of wanted to speak, because I have been back and forth, you know, speaking with my mother about the situation. I'm coming to see Aunt too as well tomorrow, if I'm able to. But I just want to say I understand the approach, being that I have dealt with death as well, understanding the approach of just wanting to have things in order. But I feel like with faith, according to our faith and what we believe, if we believe that God can heal us, then how can we talk about death and healing in the same token? So I feel like, you know, everybody's respecting what Up wants, because I'm a huge person of respecting people's wishes. He has to live with that decision if he do decide that, or if he decides that he wants to keep everything. Who knows? God is in control. Maybe, you know, God can completely turn everything around, and the way we think things are going to go, it may go complete opposite. Last night I was reading something, and the scripture Ezekiel 37:7 came up, and about can these bones live? So along with our actions of changing our mindset and the way we eat and how we live, along with our faith, it can activate healing. You know, I really believe it's all up to Unc and God. He just needs our prayers and for us to believe and touch and agree with him. And then, you know, God got this thing. And however it happens, you know, everybody be supportive as his sibling. And like Unc say, he already got that taken care of. So death doesn't need to be discussed anymore. If we're going to have faith and believe in his healing, then that's what it needs to be talked about from here on. That's how I feel about the situation.
Amen, and I definitely second the motion of that. And so Sean brought about the Bible, and so, again, that's one of the reasons why when Jesus was getting ready to raise up the little girl, and he was getting ready to raise up the little girl and whoever else that the healing went for, a lot of the times he made sure that there was no one with unbelief in the room. And so talking about Cooper at this time, that's what he needs us to do, is to believe. And whenever the Lord gets ready, then it's already understood. It should have been understood, because when our mom left there, as Cooper would say, nobody had to go and cook no dinners and raise no money. They didn't have to do anything. Everything was already provided, and everybody is standing by to do whatever we can. And so at this point, I wholeheartedly agree, not only with my daughter, but everyone else that is standing in the gap. The Lord showed me Labasha was praying, not saying nobody else wasn't, but I'm just saying who he showed me was standing in the gap, because in her heart, you know, I mean, it is what it is. And so we all are praying in our own way, I'm quite sure. But at this time, we just need to be talking about just the wholeness of the will of God. And then after that, it's God's decision, truly. And so I think that if Cooper could say anything on the phone line, he would say, y'all talk about faith. Don't be talking about no, don't be talking about no death or no funeral. Y'all talk about faith, because that's what I need, you know, right now. And so, like I said, after all of that, and then whenever the time comes, you know, it won't hinder anyone from getting on the phone the same day or the next day and talk about whatever. But right now, I agree with my daughter that it should just be the talk of faith and nothing else.
Well, I want to say this here, because we got to use wisdom in all things. And all I'm saying, with the funeral arrangements, if it need be, it will be in place. You know, we live in a real world. You have, if you have life, you have to talk about death. We all have faith. God has given us all a measure of faith. And the throwing off, the shadiness, I ain't here for it. But anyway, I just wanted to get ahead. That's all I'm saying of the situation. That's all.
Okay. All right.
Can I?
Family.
I want to say one more thing.
I said what I said, Sean. I don't make no bones about anything. I'm not that type of person to try to throw off anything. If I see you in a store, or if
I heard what I heard.
Phone, you heard me call
family.
Your name, and
family.
I meant what I said.
Family.
Well, hey, it is what it is.
Family.
Do you?
Family.
I was told that this would be unified.
Okay.
Wait a minute. That's what you perceived it to be as shame. You know,
that's what
she was just saying. She was just saying something. That's it. Unc don't need
that's
that.
Exactly
he needs healing, and he needs positive talk.